Stockholm Syndrome. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I ran across this YouTube diary about how Sweden is handling the COVID outbreak.
I'm an American, Julia is Swedish, and we live together in Gothenburg, Sweden.
And they were getting these texts from their American friends
saying like, oh my God, what's it like in Sweden? We hear it's just death and destruction everywhere.
Because in Sweden, there is no lockdown. High schools and nightclubs are closed, but primary schools are open, restaurants are open, and there are lots of people out and about.
I'm riding my bike today. People are out at the park with their kids. The restaurants are open. It's sunny here in Sweden.
They admit there is a higher death rate than in the U.S., mostly concentrated in Stockholm.
It's because there was an outbreak in the nursing homes there, sadly. I think that's what accounts for the high death rate.
I think so, too.
But they say that unlike the U.S. lockdown, which will have to end pretty soon because of the economic damage, Sweden's approach could continue indefinitely and might ultimately save more lives.
We might look back at this video a year from now and be like, damn, what the heck were we thinking? Like, this is completely wrong and weird. I think we're going to have a lot of thumbs down.
I do, too.
But they've had 182,000 views so far, and of those who voted, 85% were thumbs up. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.